Are you brothers and sisters?
弟兄姐妹们大家好。
Very nice to have this opportunity to come together and to fellowship in the Lord.
很高兴我们用这个机会一同有交通。
And I want to welcome all the newcomers.
我也欢迎所有新来我们当中的朋友们。
And today, originally, I hope Brother Kong will share.
今天原本我希望我们江弟兄会跟我们分享信息。
He labored very hard in the past month, and this is the time we should be gracious to him.
但是因为他在过去一个月为主做工非常辛劳，我想我们这一次我们就让我们江弟兄有一点好的休息。
I'm very pleased that they can come today.
我很高兴江弟兄还有他的妻子能够来到我们当中。
But also make me nervous to speak.
这也让我在这边传道很有点紧张。
I want to continue the message, the series of message that we shared since all these 2 years.
我要为大家继续分享我们在过去两年当中这一系列的这个意象的信息。
The series is the heavenly vision in the Bible.
这个系列是讲到我们圣经里头讲到的属天的意象。
We start from Genesis all the way down.
我们从创世纪一直来到现在。
And last week we have begun to share the vision of Peter.
上个礼拜我们开始讲到彼得的意象。
We touch Matthew 16.
我们讲到马太十六章。
That was a tremendous revelation from the Heavenly Father and the Son.
这是非常伟大的一个启示，从天父一直到神的儿子。
The revelation from God is concerning His Son, our Lord Jesus.
从天父来的启示是有关。他的儿子我们的耶稣基督。
You have to know who he is from the Father.
我们必须要从天父那边才能够知道他是谁。
And then Jesus revealed himself to us concerning his church.
然后耶稣基督也向我们启示他的教会是什么。
Simon was blessed because he received that revelation.
西门彼得他是有福的，因为他得到了这个启示。
Because without that revelation, you don't know who Jesus is, and you don't know what the church is.
如果没有这个启示，我们不知道基督是谁，我们也不知道教会是什么。
But that's not good enough. You need to know how God bring out this church among His people.
但是这样还不够，我们要知道神怎么样从他的子民当中带出他的教会。
So the important part is the revelation of the way to accomplish the goal.
所以这重要的启示是怎么样能够达到这个目标。
That is the way of the cross.
这就是十字架的道路。
And Jesus the King walk in front of us to demonstrate that's the way, the right way, the only way to achieve what God wants among us.
所以耶稣基督我们的王他就在我们面前行走这条道路，只是我们这是唯一的道路。
Of course, Peter was not too happy about it.
但是当然那时候彼得非常的不高兴。
He said, no, 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 this can never be come upon you.
他说不不，这个事情断不能发生在你身上。
So we share on that last Sunday.
所以我们上个礼拜分享了这一段信息。
I will not go back to repeat.
所以我就不再重复了。
And today we want to move forward.
所以今天我们要往前看。
So please open your Bible to Matthew chapter 17.
所以请大家翻开马太福音第十七章。
This is the second vision we want to read together.
这是我们今天所要读的第二个意象。
Before going to 17, we will read from the last verse, 28th verse of chapter 16.
在我们看17章以前，我们先读一下16章的第28节。
And then we'll continue all the way through chapter 17, verse 5.
然后我们一直看到17章第5节。
Truly I say to you, there are some of those who are standing here who will not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in His kingdom.
我实在告诉你们，站在这里的人，站在这里的有人在没尝死味以前，必看见人子降临在他的国里。
Then usher in this 17 verse 1.
然后就带入了我们十七章第一节。
Six days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John his brother and led them up to the high mountain by themselves.
过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰暗暗地上了高山。
And he was transfigured before them.And his face shone like the sun, and his garments became as white as light.
就在他们面前变了形象，脸面明亮如日头，衣裳洁白如光。
And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him.
忽然有摩西、以利亚向他们显现，同耶稣说话。
Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish...I will make three tabernacles here, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
彼得对耶稣说，主啊，我们在这里真好，你若愿意，我就在这里搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。
While he was still speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud said, This is my beloved Son.With whom I am well pleased. Listen to him.
说话之间忽然有一朵光明的云彩遮盖他们且有声音从云彩里出来说这是我的爱子我所喜悦的你们要听他。
Let's turn to 2 Peter.
让我们翻到彼得后书
Chapter 1.
第一节第一章。
2 Peter Chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章。
I want to read from verse 10 through verse 17.
我要从第十读到第十七节。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you, for as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble.
所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移你们若行这几样就永不失脚
For in this way the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you
这样必叫你们丰丰富富地得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国
Therefore,I will always be ready to remind you of these things, even though you already know them, and have been established in the truth which is present to you.
你们虽然晓得这些事，并且在你们已有的真道上坚固，我却要将这些事常常提醒你们。
I consider it right, as long as I am in this earthly dwelling, to stir you up,By way of reminder.
我以为应当趁我还在这帐篷的时候提醒你们激发你们。
Knowing that the laying aside of my earthly dwelling is imminent, as also our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me.
因为知道我脱离这帐篷的时候快到了正如我们主耶稣基督所指示我的。
And I will also be diligent that At any time after my departure, you will be able to call these things to mind.
并且我要尽心竭力使你们在我去世以后时常纪念这些事。
For we did not follow cleverly devised tales when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty.
我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们，并不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。
For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, such an utterance as this was made to him by the majestic glory, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased."
他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大荣光之中有声音出来向他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Okay, our reading will stop here.
我们今天读经就读到这儿。
For Peter's vision,
我们讲到彼得的意象，
God has revealed to him first time in human history.
在人类历史上，神第一次向他启示。
Concerning the church.
就关于教会。
Today, everything, concerning the church has been distorted.
今天有关于教会的事常常被扭曲。
The enemy has done a tremendous destruction concerning what the true church is.
我们的敌人对真正的教会这件事情上，他们做了相当大的损害。
Because the enemy knows that this is a very, very important work by Jesus himself.
因为我们敌人知道，这是耶稣基督他自己亲手所做非常重要的工作。
Through the church, the wisdom, the power, everything in God will be revealed.
因为借着教会，神的大能和他的智慧能够显明。
Through the church, the enemy will be defeated.
因为经过教会，借着教会，敌人会被打败。
So the enemy knows that, and he wants to do everything to destroy it.
所以我们敌人知道这件事情，所以他要摧毁教会。
Today, many people think about church, immediately reflect will be the building.
今天很多人想到教会，第一个想到就是一个建筑物。
But,When you come to the first time when Jesus revealed this truth, you will find it's totally different from our own traditional concept.
所以我们当我们第一次看到耶稣向门徒启示的时候，我们跟我们从前所想象的有很大的差异。
It is concerning the knowledge of him.
这是有关于对耶稣的知识。
Who he is.
他是谁。
And how he relate to us.
然后他跟我们有什么关系？
He will build his church upon this rock.
他会把他的教会建在这个磐石上。
And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against him.
阴间的权柄也不能胜过他。
What a guarantee.
这是何等的保证。
If you look at today, our conceptual church is defeated after defeated.
如果你们今天看到我们心里所想象的那个教会是经过许许多多的失败。
But Jesus promised,His church will never be defeated.
但是耶稣向我们保证他的教会绝对不会被打败。
So you and I should come back to the original revelation. What the true church supposed to be.
所以我们应该当回到起初耶稣自己所向我们启示的教会应当是怎么样。
And do everything to cooperate, to let Christ work through us.
然后尽一切所能让耶稣经由我们来做他的工作。
And by the end of the chapter 16, Jesus mentioned a very important thing.
在16章后面最后的时候，耶稣提到一点非常重要的事情。
He said, some of you here will see the kingdom of God before they see death.
他说站在这里有人在每场死位以前就必看见人子降临在他的国里。
So you will see that chapter 17 is the result of this statement.
所以我们可以看到这17章就是这一句话的结果。
The work of God is something visible, is not something abstract.
神的工作不是抽象，而是我们可以看见的。
Because if you only end in chapter 16, then that the church, the kingdom of the heavens will be something abstract.
如果这里就在十六章结束，那神的国就是非常抽象。
So Jesus want to make sure these disciples will have a true, correct understanding.
所以耶稣要确定这些门徒对教会有正确的认识。
So he took three of them.
所以他带他门徒中的三个。
Walk to a high mountain.
走到一个高山上面。
Bible never told us what mountain that was.
圣经里头从来没提到那是哪一座山。
But if you have been there, like chapter 16 mentioned about Caesarea Philippi.
但是你如果有到过这个他十六章提到凯撒利的这个境界的时候。
If you open the map in your back of the Bible.
如果你们打开圣经后面你们的地图
you look at the map of Palestine,
如果你们看巴勒斯坦的地图
then you should be able to find where is this place Caesarea of Philippi.
所以你就很容易找到凯撒利亚腓利比这个地方。
That place equivalent to today's so-called Golden Height, north of Israel.
哦，这个那个地方就是今天的戈兰高地。
Last week, if you remember, I said, more or less like our Mount Rainier.
所以上个礼拜我也提到跟我们的 Mount Rainier 有点像。
If you travel there, you will see this huge, beautiful mountain.
如果你到那边你可以看到一个非常漂亮的高山。
And then, there will be a plateau, beside the mountain.
然后在那个山的旁边有一个高原。
This plateau is this place called Caesarea of Philippi.
所以这个高原就是凯撒利亚腓利比。
So when Jesus revealed about the church is on this high plateau.
所以当耶稣向他们启示教会的时候他在这个高原上面。
If you stand on this plateau, you can look southbound, you will see the plain of
所以你站在这高原往南看利利海的这个平原。
And the beautiful lake of Galilee.
还有这个美丽的加利利海。
Almost like you stand on this hill here in Somerset, you can see the Seattle and the Lake of Washington.
就好像你们站在 Somerset 那山上，你可以看到西雅图，还有看到华盛顿。
I just give you an analogy. It is not the in reality that's what happened in Caesarea Philippi.
我只是跟各位举个例子，但实际上在凯撒利亚腓利比你们看到的景象就是这样。
And then Jesus didn't stop there. About 6 days later, you will find Jesus was with these three disciples on high mountain.
但是耶稣并没有停留在那边，过了六天他就带了他几个门徒上那个高山。
If you check the map,
如果你们查那个地图，
you will find Peter said,That's a holy mountain.
那彼得就称那座山叫做圣山。
Why is holy?
它为什么是圣山？
Because God was there.
因为神在那边出现过。
Because God has appeared to them and spoke to them.
因为神在他们面前显现，向他们说话。
Because Jesus on the mountain.
因为耶稣在高山上变相。
So you think about this, why?It takes 6 days for them to climb all the way up, and then Jesus reveals something they never seen before.
如果你们想想，为什么他们花了六天的时间，耶稣带他们上了高山，然后向他们显现他们以前从来没有看见过的景象
？Why couldn't Jesus just transfigure himself right at the Caesarea Philippi?
怎么耶稣他不在那凯撒利亚腓利比那个地方就向他们变相
？Why Jesus has to take them walk 6 days?All the way to the mountain top, and then something spectacular happened.
为什么耶稣要花六天的时间带他们上了高山，然后发生了这个非常奇妙的这个经验
？Of course, here Jesus never explained to us why he did that.
当然，在这个圣经上，耶稣并没有向我们解释他为何。
Throughout the history,
但是你看这个在这个历史。在这个圣经所记载的这个历史当中
especially if you remember when we talk about the book of Haggai
尤其当我们看到哈该书的时候
when God asked the prophet to spoke to the people of Israel
那个先知向以色列百姓说要重建圣殿
the word was go to the mountain and cut the wood.
他所临到他百姓的话就是到高山上然后砍伐木材
上山取木料
上山取木料
That was the command of God at that time.
那时候那就是神在那时候给他们的命令
If you look at the Moses to him, God spoke him, spoke to him on the top of Mount Sinai.
如果我们看到摩西的经验神对摩西讲话的时候是在西奈山的山顶
So it seems to us that when God wants to reveal something heavenly, He calls His people to the mountaintop.
好像神每次要向人们启示他自己的时候，他会把人
go to the heavenly position.
换句话说，我们必须来到一个这个属天的地位。
If we stay on the earthly plane,
若我们待在这个属地的这个平原上面
the business of our life.
Oh, 我们人生的这一切的事情
All the things around us entangle us, ox. We
是让一切的事情纠缠我们，我们就没有时间花在主身上。
If you want to know the heart of the Lord, God has to take you all the way to mountain top.
所以我们为了要明白神的心意，神就要带我们一直到那高山顶。
You need a quiet time.
我们必须要有一段安静的时间。
You need to lay down everything else on the earth.
我们必须把事
entangles us.
让我们身体
seek after the Lord.
我们要寻求主。
And you will see the heart of our Lord Jesus.
然后我们就会看到我们主的心意。
So that's the holy mountain. And if you look geographically in that location, I think there's Mount Hermon. That's the highest mountain, just like Mount Rainier in a similar sense.
这个就是 那座圣山如果你看 那个地理位置我们知道那就是黑门山
Something changed right in front of their eyes
在他们面前就有非常重大的这个转变在他们面前显现出来
Jesus changed
耶稣改变
His face like bright sun
他的脸面如日头发光
His garment was whiteBright light shine forth.
他的衣裳就是洁白如光。
Jesus become a person.
突然耶稣就变成一个发光的一个人。
It's hard to describe. Peter said, he's just like sun, so bright, you cannot gaze to that glory.
这很难形容但是彼得描述他就像日头一样很难直接的看着他。
Not only he appeared,And then they also see Moses and Elijah all vision.
不但是耶稣像他们以利亚同样在这个荣耀里头向他们显现。
What does it mean, this vision?
这个意象到底什么意思呢?
Moses was 1500 years before Christ was born.
摩西的时代是在耶稣出生之前1500年。
If we count from our days back,
从我们现在时间倒数1500年，谁在那时候出生呢？
Do you know any famous person?
我们小票有任何
around 580
有名人大概在主后500年出生的呢？
It's very, very far, far away.
这是很遥远的日子之前。
And then who is Elijah?
那谁是以利亚？
Elijah was about 600 before Christ was born.
以利亚他出生前将近七出生
So all these old prophets servants of God suddenly all appear on the same stage
所以这些神的先知仆人突然就在他们面前一起出现
So you know at this juncture
我们知道我们当我们在这个关头
the time factor Time,
就时间就突然紧缩，就不再是重要的。
Things of past, things today, things of future, all come together.
过去、现在、未来一起来到同一个地方。
That moment is a glorious moment.
那个时刻是一个充满荣耀的时刻。
They were brought into a
这个虚无缥缈。
那虚无缥缈 It's a reality.
这是一个事真实。
What is this moment?
这是到底是什么样的时刻呢？
This moment, Jesus said, is the Son of Man coming in His kingdom.
这个时刻就是人子来到他的国度里头。
You will see there is the kingdom of our Lord Jesus.
我们会看到我们主耶稣基督他国度的真实。
Past, present, and future all come together in that moment.
过去、现在、未来在那同一个时刻发生。
This is called eternity.
这就是叫做永恒。
That is the reality of the kingdom.
这就是这个国度的实际。
Bound by the time factor.
不限制。
We are bound by sins and transgressions.
我们也被我们自己的过犯罪恶所捆绑。
Jesus will bring us something we never think of, we never can imagine. We can transcend the factor of time. We can go out of this limitation.
耶稣在这边跟我们超越了时空。
And that is the glorious moment.
这是个充满荣耀的时刻。
You know why a human being was condemned to sin?
你知道为什么人类会沉沦在罪恶里头？
According to the Romans, Paul tells us, because we come short of the glory of God.
根据罗马书，保罗跟我们讲，因为我们亏缺了神的荣耀。
Human being, suppose,
我们人应该是
When Adam and Eve were created 6,000 years ago,
当亚当夏娃在6000年前被创造的时候，
Bible told us, they were created after his image and figure.
圣经跟我们讲说他是照着神的形象所造。
Or likeness. Eve, when they were created, they are glorious.
我们知道当亚当夏娃被创造的时候他们是充满荣耀的。
But after they sinned, suddenly something happened to them.
但是当他们犯罪以后在他们身上发现了一些事情。
They discover they are naked.
他们发现他们是裸体。
Why they think they realize, oh, wow, I'm naked.
为什么他们突然发现自己是裸体呢？
What makes a difference?
这当中是什么差别呢？
The difference is the glory.
这差别就是荣耀。
So when Adam and Eve was first created, they were illuminating the glory of God.
当亚当是反映出神的荣耀。
When sins come in, the glory depart.
但是当罪进来，荣耀就离开。
Now, in this chapter 17, Jesus show us the original stage of human being supposed to be.
所以在十七章这边耶稣就向我们显现了当初人类开始的时候应该是怎么样的样子。
Let me ask you, when Jesus in his image revealed status, he stand on which position? As a son of God or as a son of man?
让我问各位一个问题，当耶稣变相将他自己原来的地位向我们显现的时候，他站在那个位置是神的儿子还是人子的地位？
Son of God
还是人子的地位？我们看看耶稣他自己怎么说。
You will see Son of Man coming into his kingdom.
你们看到人子进入他的国度。
In other words, this moment Jesus will showWhat is Son of Man really look like in eternity?
换句话说，在这个时刻，耶稣向我们显现，在永恒当中，人子应该是什么模样？
His true image.
这是他真正的形象和他的地位。
Remind us, we supposed to look like him.
提醒我们，我们应该像他一样。
We today look at us.
今天你看我们。
Some young people look really beautiful, right?
有些年轻人看得很美丽的。
But give you another 50 years, you won't look like so beautiful anymore.
但是再过50年，你们就不会这样的美丽了。
Daily.
我们一天一天。
When we read this first, second Peter, you will see Peter said, "My earthly dwelling is falling apart. I'm ready to go."
当我们看到彼得后书的时候，他看到是我属世的帐篷渐渐的衰微，我已经准备要离世了。
Brother Sipway this morning told me last week he was in a funeral in San Francisco.
我们黄西培参加一个丧礼。
He said this year this is his fifth funeral.
好，这今年他已经参加第五个丧礼。
I told him that you know for we older people that's the funeral we always attend many times per year.
Yeah, 我跟他讲说我们这年长你比较年长的人我们一年通常都会参加许多的丧礼。
And Jasper told me he has 15 wet attending age.
你会看到这个就是年龄的差异。
Our dwelling is deteriorating. Our tent is fading away.
我们的帐篷渐渐的衰微。
If you have no God,You have nothing to looking forward.
我们是无指望。
The only thing you can look forward is death.
我们唯一能够看到就是死亡。
The only thing you can sigh is every day you look at the mirror. Wow, one more line here, one more white hair here.
我们每天面对镜子，我们所能看到就是哦，我多了一条皱纹，多了一根白头发。
Nothing for you to be excited, isn't it?
我们就没有能够让我们感到高兴兴奋的事情了。
Life is really boring if you can only look forward death.
我们的人生是多么的无趣，如果我们眼前所看到的未来就是死亡。
For us, there is a brighter future.
在将来都有一个更充满光明的前程。
What Jesus wants to do on this earth is bring life, bring in the kingdom.
耶稣在这地上工作就是把生命还他的国度带来。
He will build a kingdom of God.
他会在这里建造一个属神的国度。
He will build a kingdom of heaven.
他会在这边属天的国度。
For that
目的他来，而且他付出了代价。
He paid the highest price of his life.
他付出了最高的代价就是他自己。
He want to get this kingdom for the Heavenly Father.
他愿意为天父来建立这个国度。
For that purpose, he called you and I have a share into that glorious kingdom.
为了这个缘故，他也呼召你我来在这个国度。
Kingdom is not a
virtual. 这个国度并不是一个虚无的国度。
It's a reality.
这是真实的国度。
Chapter 17 is the glimpse of this reality.
十七章就是我们能够看到的这个现实的这个一个景象。
The true nature of Jesus opened up. Suddenly the veil removed. They see him face to face.
都他前面的我们看到他真正的形象。
When Peter reflect this experience for about 40 to 50 years later.
当彼得他40年五十年以后再回想这段时间
That's the second Peter.
就是在彼得后书的时候
that was 40 to 50 years after the fact.
那是在他变相山这个经五十年以后写的
He mentioned that witnesses experience.
他提到我们是那一个经验的见证
He said I want to remind this to you over and over. He, who he is.
他说我要提醒你们再次提醒你们他是谁
The glorious one
他是那充满荣耀的一位
And there was utterance about his son
然后这边也
A moment Peter said something you know not too smart
因为那时候彼得他说一些不太聪明的话
He said wow so nice to be here
来到这边真好。
Let me build one tent for you, one tent for Moses, one tent for Elijah.
让我在这边为你搭一座帐篷，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。
I wish he never said that. That moment will last longer.
我说这些话，这个时刻就可以。
But big mouth Peter said this, so suddenly everything disappeared.
但是因为彼得他大嘴巴，他讲了这句话，所以所有的事情都消失了。
Only Jesus.
只有耶稣。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Why God suddenly removed those two important figures.
为什么突然把那两个重要的
In Peter's mind, this is a wonderful place.
在彼得心里，这是一个非常好的一个地方。
Let me build three tents, one each.
让我为你们一个人盖一座帐篷。
Because I love all of you.
因为我爱你们所有的人。
I admire you.
我非常
I'm willing to build a tent for you.
我非常尊敬你们，我愿意为你们搭帐篷。
Out of this good heart.
这是因着他自己的爱心。
But he made a fundamental mistake.He ranked Jesus with the other two persons, great servant of God, but in the same ranking.
Oh, 他把耶稣跟那些神的仆人一起并列。
Yes, Moses was great.
是的，摩西蛮伟大。
The law was given through him. Elijah was great servant of God. He fought the glorious battle.
是以利亚是神的仆人，他为神做了美妙的征战。
But even though they were so great,
但是即使他们非常的伟大
，but they can never rank the same as Jesus.
但是他永远没办法跟耶稣一起并列。
If you read Hebrews 4,
你们若读希伯来第三章，第三到第四节。
For he has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses.
他比摩西算是更配多的荣耀。
Just so much as the builder of the house has more honor than the house.
好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣。
For every house is built by all things is God.
因为房屋都必有人建造，但建是神。
So you will see.Moses in this analogy only a house.
所以你们可以看，在这个比喻里头，摩西只是个房子。
And who is the builder?
谁是建造房子的人？
The builder is God.
这个建造房子的人就是神。
So when you say I want to build a three tent, the house rank the same ranking. Mistake.
所以说 当你说你要建造房子，这边有一个被建造的房子跟造房子的人，你跟他们并列在一起，这是一个错误。
The builder is more honorable than the house.
建造房子的人比被建造房子更尊荣。
So you cannot rank his son with anything, any people.
所以我们不能把他的儿子跟其他任何人
alone.
他是独一
unique.
他是圣洁而且是唯一的。
That is the meaning.Of the kingdom of God.
这就是神国的意义。
If you have a share in this kingdom, you have to know who is Jesus and what is his position.
所以我们为了在这个国度里头有份，我们必须知道谁是耶稣，而且他的地位是什么。
His witness for his son, God's beloved son.
当神为这个耶稣做见证的时候，他说这是我的爱子。
And listen to him.
你们要听他的。
That's the whole key.
这就是关键。
This whole vision ends with this note, footnote, which was uttered by God himself.
这整个意象就在神他所说做了一个注解。
Many great servants of God.
在这个国度里头有许多神的伟大的仆人。
Many people admire and even salute to these people.
很多人非常的尊敬这些人。
But, Jesus is better.
但是耶稣比他们更美。
You have to honor him as unique person.
我们必须要把他当作独的人来。换句话说，在这个神的国里。
You can only rank Jesus is the only and true God, and he is the king.
我们只能把耶稣当成独一无二的真神。
How do you realize that?
我们怎么知道这件事情呢？
By listening to him.
我们要来听从他的。
Many times when I think about relationship with Jesus,
耶稣的关系，
we call him the Lord.
我们称呼他为主。
We sing the song, You are King.
我们唱诗说你是王。
We even acknowledge that he is not only king, he is the king of kings and lord of lords.
我们也承认他是万王之王万主之主。
But in our daily living,
但是在我们日常
the opposite is true.
你们发现刚好相反。
What do I mean?
我是什么意思呢？
In the daily living, if you pay attention clearly, or even listen to your own prayer clearly,
如果我们在日常生活，我们如果很仔细来听我们自己的祷告，
Lord, do this.
主啊，做这个。
For me, Lord, give me that.
主啊，求你给我这个。
The way you get angry at him.
哦，如果主没有求，你就会生气。
We do things our way. We our value system never change.
我们照着自己的意思来做事，我们的价值观念没有改变。
So I realize we only pay lip service to this king.
所以我明白了，我们是光用我们的嘴唇来献祭。
We really don't.Live in the reality is true king and I bond slave.
我们没有活在他是真王，我们是他的仆人这件事情上。
So then we make ourselves live in a virtual kingdom. It's not true. It's in a dream.
所以我们所过的，我们所居住的就是一个没有真实的，不是真实的一个国度。
He is a figurehead.
他只是一个象征性的主、no. 才是真正的王。
That is our problem. So brothers and sisters, we have to really come clean on this matter. Who is the true king of my life?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们必须要在我们的生命当中，谁是真正的主、真正的王这件事情上有清楚的认识。
Let's read the verse Jesus said by himself.
让我们来读一段经文，是耶稣讲的话。
I think this is pretty
非常严重的事情。
If you open your Bible, John chapter 12.
如果你们翻到约翰福音十二章
，verse 47 to verse 48, 47到50节
。
I want to leave this verse to everyone today.
我愿意把这一段经文今天留给大家。
If we admire to be in the kingdom.
如果我们愿意来到这个国度里头
，If we take，
如果我们对耶稣
is really your king，
我们是非这么样的渴慕他变成我们的王。
Let's read these two verses and think about it。
让我们读这两段经文，然后我们来思想。
I want to read first time in English and then second time in Chinese。
啊，我先用英文来读，然后用中文来读。
As for the person who hears my words。I did not come to judge the world, but to save it. Verse 48. There is a judge for the one who rejects me, and does not accept my words. The very word which I spoke will condemn him at the last day.
若有人听见我的话，我不审判他，我来本不是要，乃是要拯救世界。弃绝我，不领受我话的人，有审判他的，就是我所讲的道。
In other words, the word when the father made witness for his son said, "Listen to him."
换句话说，当天父为他爱子做见证说，听他的。
In other words, pay attention.
换句话说，我们必须要注意。
Whatever else.
Listen 的话语我们要仔细的听
and do it.
而且照着去行。
That's the secret of the kingdom.
这就是这个国的秘密。
And Jesus said, Any person who hears my word but does not keep them,
耶稣讲，若有人听见我的话不遵守，
I will not judge you, but,
我不会审判你，但是，
48 verse, There is a judge for the one who rejects me.And does not accept my words, that very word which I spoke will condemn him at the last day.
弃绝我不领受我话的人，有审判他的，就是我所讲的道。
In book of Hebrew, also the similar warning.
在希伯来书里头也有同样的警戒。
To pay attention what he says.
仔细的听他所说的话。
If you don't, you will drift away.
如果我们不是这样，我们就会随流飘离。
Remember that? That was the warning, the first warning in book of Hebrew.
这就是在希伯来书的第一个警告。
Brothers and sisters, We should have this fear in our spirit.
弟兄姐妹，我们在我们的灵里头应该有这样一个敬畏的心。
I believe this is a correct fear.
一个非常正确的一种惧，你非常害怕我们会得罪神。
I'm afraid today many Christians only touch the love of God and we become so casual.
我很担心我们现在基督徒常常讲到神的爱，我们就变成非常掉以轻心。
Yeah, we don't take God's words seriously.
我们不把神的话当一回事。
We listen and we say, oh yeah, good. And then we forget.、
Yeah.
If this is something really is come with a weight, you have to take it and seriously do it.
如果这句话你真正是当真，而且它有它的分量，我们就必须要听，而且照着去做。
That's why 50 years later, when Peter...The eyewitness reflect on this issue. I want to turn over. Listen, listen, listen carefully.
这也就是为什么彼得在五十年以后，在彼得后书，他回想这一段经验的时候，他一直的重复说，我必须要不断的提醒你们，警告你们这件事情。
Don't assume because you believe Jesus, you are saved, then you can go to heaven. You take that as a take for granted.
不要
do your own thing.
然后你就照着自己的心去做事情。
You never really pay attention to what Jesus said concerning the kingdom.
我们从来没有对耶稣所启示的国度有任何的
concerning his church.
讲到他的教会
concerning our holiness.
或者讲到我们的圣洁。
We keep on sing and sing and sing. We never really repent for granted.
我们把这个救恩当作理所当然。
Brothers and sisters, that is wrong and that is dangerous.
弟兄姐妹，这是错误的，而且是非常危险的。
We have to take his word seriously and do it. Don't mess with God.
我们必须要听他的话，而且照着去行，不要轻忽了神。
This is our problem today.
这就是我们今天的问题。
We assume that we are safe.
我们相信我们得救。
So we do a lot of things our way, my way.
So
you think that's okay?
你认为是
okay?
但这是不可能。
You have to, you know, when today we don't have time to go to this first, the second Peter.
今天我们没有时间再看彼得后书。
Peter, when he talked about this experience,
彼得当他谈到这一段经历的时候
he said, I'm the witness, I'm witness.
他说我是见证的。
I want to remind you.
我要提醒你们。
Why?
为什么呢？
He said, because some of you will enter this kingdom, God.
因为我要确定你们每一个人都可以进入我们这个神的国。
We will enter into this kingdom, richly and have gladness in our spirit.
我们会丰丰富富进入这个国，充满了喜乐。
And then he in the beginning of this chapter he mentioned eight virtues.
头开始他讲到八个
virtues
德性。
You have to pursue one after the other.
我们必须要一个一个的来追求。
Yeah. So for a Christian, when you are saved, you have long way to go to pursue these virtues.
当基督徒刚刚得救的时候，我们离开这个巴德还有很长的一段路。
Then you can enter into the kingdom with glory.
我们能够追求这巴德，我们就可以进入神的国。
Today our life is too casual.
今天我们的生命是充满了这个漫不经心。
Some people focus on their own pleasure.
有些人专注在他们自己的喜悦。
What to eat, what to live, what to enjoy.
我们要吃什么？穿什么？
Some people focus on their business, their job.
做在他自己的工作事业。
Once a week, that's good enough. Oh God, I'm here. Remember me.
如果他每个礼拜来教会一次，他就觉得很好。
Some people focus on their family. They have endless family demands.
有的人他就专心在他的自己的家庭上，他家庭永远有许多的事情。
Many people emphasize many different things.
许多的人在不同的事情上花他们的心思。
But all these things, whether it's really related to the kingdom of
God, 我们从来就没去想。
We value our own things higher, rank higher than what Jesus wants.
我们把自己的事情看它的价值更超越耶稣所要的。
That is a serious mistake. You will regret when the day comes.
这是一个非常严重的错误。当 主来的日子我们会后悔。
Peter here said, I want you to
彼得在这边讲，我要你知道进入那个国度。
I want to tell you, I am the eyewitnesses to see that vision on that mountain. Jesus transfigured himself.
好，我要告诉你，我是那个见证人，在那个高山上耶稣变相。
He is the true king. He is the true king of the kingdom.
他是这个国度真正的王。
You and I are called enter into that kingdom, but you have to pursue.
是蒙主呼召要进入这，我们必须来追求这些德性。
We have to exercise holiness.
我们必须过着圣洁的生活。
Otherwise, we have no part in this kingdom.
不然我们就跟这个国度无份。
Then you will be regretful.
这样我们就会后悔。
Brothers and sisters, I think this is an important vision.
弟兄姐妹，我认为这是一个非常重要的意象。
How important?
这有关我们的未来。
Relate to your live on this earth.
有关我们在这个地上的价值观。
The true value is when you have a value in the kingdom of God.
真正的价值就是我们在神的国里头有价值。
Because that's for eternity.
因为那是永恒的。
Anything does not relate to that.Has no value.
任何跟这个国没有关的。
Those things has no eternal value.
我们浪费太多时间在那价值的事情上面。
Peter said, I want to remind you, although you know, but make it real, make it reality.
彼得说，虽然你们知道，但是我要提醒你们，要让这些成为事实。
Let's pray.
那我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
Thank you for your precious word.
感谢你宝贵的话语。
You have revealed in the old days to those disciples.
你在那个日子向
them know who you are.
你让他们知道是谁。
Today you still do the same thing.
今天你还做同样的事。
Through all these witnesses, like clouds around us.
借着许许多的见证人，就像我们身边的云彩。
And even the Holy Spirit opened our inner eyes to see who you are.
圣灵也打开我们属灵的眼睛，看到你是谁。
Sometimes we just say Lord, Lord.
我们有时候只口中呼你为主。
But forgive us.
但是求你赦免我们。
In reality, we are still on the throne.
实际上我们还是自己坐在宝座上。
Lord, help us to really see who you are and really put our position as a bond slave of the king.
主，求你让我们知道你是谁，而且让我们知道我们这个是你的奴仆的地位。
So that every word you said we will do.
所以我们会照着你说的话去行。
You have the grace and power available for us.
你的恩惠，你的大能是够我们用的。
As long as we are willing.
只要我们愿意。
Lord, help us.
主帮助我们。
We desperately need you to help us to enter into this reality.
我们是多么的迫切需要你来帮助我们进入这个实际。
Bless your word.
感谢你祝福的话语。
Bless your church.
感谢你祝福教会。
And bless everyone here who listen to your words.
也求你祝福在场所有一切听你的话语的人。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们是奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。阿门。